pretty hilarious to see members of Congress who were waving the Ukrainian flag complaining that students in America are supporting Palestine. Did you see yourself waving the Ukrainian flag? Did you see yourself voting for billions of dollars for other countries, but nothing for America, nothing to protect America's borders? And then you wonder why there are so many foreigners, let's say, in America? Because you left the border wide open. In fact, the Babylon Bee had a recent pretty hilarious headline that said the United States Congress votes to fund all countries that are not named the United States of America. So the same nitwits who are waving the Ukrainian flags in Congress are standing around saying, "How dare these students not love America? They don't love America. They're terrorists. They might be terrorists." Again, have you looked at yourself lately? You wouldn't wave the American flag in Congress. Do you realize that? That there's probably not, well, there might be a few, but most members of Congress would never wave the American flag on the floor of the House or the Senate. You know why? Because, well, that would be triggering. Oh, that would be racist. That would be, you know, white supremacist. Can't do that. But let's wave all the other countries' flags. Let's wave the Zionist flag. One member of Congress, I think he's a Florida congressman, showed up wearing his IDF military uniform. Can you believe that? His IDF military uniform. It's like, wait a minute, who do you represent? Oh, we know you represent Zionism. Yeah, you don't represent your constituents. You represent Zionism. We get it. Okay. Funny how quickly all these members of Congress are so happy to support every other country and every other border in the world, but nothing for the American people. And then they complain that America is being overrun. It's like, hey, why don't you fund the border protection? Oh, yeah, because you have to keep human trafficking wide open, you know, so you can sell children to your donors, you know, raise campaign finance money. Yeah, nothing like selling the same, you know, 9-year-old girl over and over again to raise campaign finance money for your Democrat candidacy, is there? Yeah, amazing. Yeah, you can sell those little children over and over again. They're just like little revenue generators, like biological ATMs for your campaign. That's how sick you are, you twisted fucks. That's who the Democrats are. And sadly, a lot of neocon Republicans aren't much better. You know, they're also like, oh, we got to keep the border wide open for the drug trade. Got to keep the drug trade going because the drug cartels give kickbacks to all the top officials in California so that law enforcement will leave them alone. You know how that works, right? I mean, come on. The DEA, they're all bought off. I mean, Jeffrey Prather talked about this in numerous interviews. He worked with them. He knows exactly what's going on. He's like, certain groups, they were protected because they had paid off the officials. And then other groups, you were fair game to go after them, you know, to show that you're doing something, you know, so you could have some drug interdiction. But the border's got to be kept wide open for human trafficking and drug trafficking and weapons trafficking. Oh, why do they need weapons trafficking? Because they need more gun violence in America. You know, Operation Fast and Furious is really, in a way, still going on. Yeah, Eric Holder. Remember during the Obama administration? They were like, hey, let's secretly allow high-powered rifles to be purchased by Mexican drug cartels so that they will come back across the border to America and be used in violent crime, and then we can claim that we need to crack down on the Second Amendment. That was their plan. Well, that plan is, in effect, still happening. They have the border wide open for drugs, child trafficking, and gun trafficking, weapons trafficking. And it serves the interests of the political class, the ruling class. They need all three wide open. That's why they won't fund a dime for border protection of America. You know, they'll gladly say, well, gosh, Ukraine, we have to protect Ukraine's borders. Billions of dollars for Ukraine, and Joe Biden is about to sign $1 trillion for Ukraine. That's going to be about $100 billion a year, roughly, for the next 10 years. Oh, we have to protect Israel's borders. You know, can't let Palestinians cross Israel's borders. We need billions for Israel, too. Now, what about America's borders? Oh, no, nothing for America's borders. Leave that wide open while we wave Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House. Yeah, because we're your representatives. What do we represent? Everything but you. Do you realize that if Washington, D.C. stopped functioning, I mean, if the entire U.S. federal government stopped functioning, it would be a blessing to this country. Because there's nothing that the federal government carries out that is good for the people of America. I can't think of a single thing. They don't defend our country. They don't defend our borders. They hardly deliver the mail. They don't do much of anything useful for our society. They weaponize everything against us. They spy on us. They surveil us. They violate our First Amendment rights. They collude with big tech to censor and deplatform the voices they don't like. They also collude with powerful corporations to spy on us, like Bank of America, which is spying on the transactions of conservatives and anybody that bought a plane ticket to go to the Capitol on January 6th. You know, all that data was turned over to the federal government to prosecute people. Everything is weaponized against you. If the federal government vanished tomorrow, like, I don't know, if the CERN scientists suddenly achieved success and created a black hole vortex that went through planet Earth and then opened up a giant hole in the ground, like a fourth dimensional vortex of sucking, which is, actually that's what DC is right now, even without the experiment, but if it opened up a giant sucking vortex and sucked all of Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas into a giant black hole and then caused them to appear in an alternate universe where their bodies were ripped to shreds by 10,000 times higher gravity, let's say, then America would be better off. America would be more free, would be more prosperous, and then we could get down to the business of securing our borders, and then we could end the punitive taxation and all the money printing at the same time. Can you imagine how awesome life would be if you could keep the money you earn and the money you kept wasn't losing value? Imagine that. That would be an incredible world. And the reason that's not happening is because the existence of the United States federal government and all the treasonous crooks and traitors in D.C., the District of Criminals, who run the House and the Senate and wave foreign flags on the floor of the House. They function as terrorists against the American people. Every single day, in everything they do, they function as deliberate terrorists. They wake up and ask themselves, how can we hurt people in America today? What can we do? What's the number one most effective thing that we can do that would harm the most Americans and shut down the most businesses and cause the greatest depopulation of the American people? That's what they do. That's how they operate every day. So if you're wondering why everything's going to hell across the country, that's why. Because the people in charge, for the most part, they hate America. Now, again, there are always exceptions. I'm especially impressed with Representative Thomas Massey. I'm always impressed with Senator Rand Paul. There are 21 members of the House, all conservatives, who voted against all the handouts, Representative Biggs and Marjorie Taylor Greene and you know, a bunch of others. Some of the names you won't recognize, probably. There are still some pro-liberty holdouts, but they are the minority. By far, the vast majority of our so-called representatives in Washington, D.C., they do absolutely nothing to aid the American people. They spend their days and their time plotting against us. That's just a straight up fact of who they are and what they do. Well, it's our job to survive all this, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to do so. But here's the good news. There will be a default on the US dollar debt at some point. Yes, that's good news. Now, in the short term, it'll be bad news. It'll be very chaotic. There will be a financial collapse. There'll be a lot of people lose their life savings. And a lot of people will be homeless and, you know, it'll be an economic devastation. I'm not trying to make light of that. It will be devastating in the short term. In the long term, it will be incredibly freeing to the people of America. In the long run, we cannot be free until the dollar collapses. Understand that? Because the dollar has been weaponized against us with all the dishonest counterfeit money printing and then the use of that money against us, like handing it out to Israel or handing it out to the CDC to push pro-vaccine propaganda and to pay for placement of that propaganda in movies and TV shows and things like that. So when the dollar dies, freedom is reborn. That's just a straight up truth. So what you need to do, in my opinion, is to be prepared for this collapse to happen. It will happen, and it's not that far off. And the way to survive it financially is to not be left holding dollars when the dollars collapse. You know, when that giant sucking sound vortex to an alternate dimension opens up under DC, which is kind of what it would be like when the US Treasury announces it's defaulting on its debt repayment. Can you imagine? When that happens, anybody left holding the dollar will be wiped out, utterly destroyed. So I'm not going to go through the list here again, but think about all the things that I've recommended you look into over the years, things that will hold value, gold and silver, certain forms of crypto, land, ammo, you know, all these kinds of things. Not the dollar, not the euro, not the yen, not the stock market, not bonds, not treasuries, none of that stuff. The financial instruments will be wiped out. The only thing that's going to be left are things that are real, things that can't be counterfeited. So things that are real are gold and silver and land and so on. Things that can't be counterfeited includes crypto, Bitcoin, and things that you have custody over. That includes crypto, that includes gold, that includes ammo, land, and so on. So think about that. What qualifies? Even food supplies, medical supplies, diesel fuel. Be ready for the collapse because it's not that far off. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but there will be a trigger event. And then it'll be a cascading, catastrophic collapse of dominoes from that point forward. Be ready for it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Check out our AI engine at brighteon.ai and our decentralized blockchain-powered free speech platform, brighteon.io, which cannot be censored. It is uncensorable and unconfiscatable because it doesn't run on central servers anywhere. It's all peer-to-peer. Check it out, brighteon.io, and thank you for listening. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called ShieldArms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to ShieldArms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then ShieldArms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. Here it is. This is the ShieldArms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with, and then we've got some other really amazing This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like brightown.ai or brightown.io, or you can use Brightown Social or just brightown.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system, and it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of healthrangerstore.com as well as brightown.com. Take care.